on it, and you are listening to The Wash Chronicles with me, Mike Jeff, and Trey Lorenz, as always.
You know what's funny? I was watching a YouTube trailer for that new Marvel What If show, and I feel like in the alternate universe, there's a version of this podcast that's hilarious, that is unedited and unworried about, like, Jobs hearing it. There's a version. It's just so funny.
I'm just gonna slide to the left.
I really wish I could say what, like, because my intro, what I was talking about in the pre-production, like, there's some stuff I want to say about my job.
Yeah.
That obviously I can't, because, you know, yeah, job.
Right.
Like,
especially.
Yeah. There's a variant of this podcast where I can talk freely about my employer and some of the things that happen in my work that I just find hilarious.
Yeah.
But oh well, it's just sad. Oh, what's been up with you, man, since since they heard from us? Are we on record? 3 weeks in a row?
We're on a roll. It's been a while. You know, we trying to end strong, you know, if we have to.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes. Should we talk about that, I guess?
I guess we can. What is it? What day is it? The 4th right now?
Today is the 4th, yeah.
So, obviously, I'm moving into my place next week.
Yep.
Then you're moving.
Round of applause for that.
Yes, thank you. And you're moving out of city.
Unfortunately, yep. Moving in August 21st.
Yeah. So, you know, we will experiment with trying to do a far away, you know.
Yeah, what's the word for it? Remote podcasting?
You in one spot, me in the other, because when we did it last summer, it's...
To be fair, we were very green at this. When we did it last summer.
Yeah.
We were very green.
Yeah. Yeah. We will try some new things this time.
Different platforms.
See how it sounds. And if it doesn't live up, then we will have to.
So should we still make our last episode, like, in-house episode, like a going away episode, just in case? Or, like, okay.
Make the last episode in-house,
A going away. It's at least a going away to the idea of recording in the same studio.
Yeah. Probably.
This is the studio.
Probably next week is probably when we'll try the remote thing.
See how it sounds, So, essentially, might be the end of a good thing, but we do have some ideas for some content in the near future, very near future, actually.
Yeah.
It'll be more social media-based content, but for those of y'all who still like hearing our takes and our topics, we need to be able to hopefully keep the sports side of things going in a different medium in the future.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you talk about packing. Are you? I'm looking around the studio. Does it look like you're waiting till that last hurdle, huh, to get packed up? I'm not judging because I haven't had to a single dish, so I'm not judging you. But I have stuff still here. I need to pack.
Well, my plan was to be taking over a lot less things than what you see. Actually,
gotcha. Yeah.
A lot of what you see was not what I had planned on taking.
Yeah, you are in the same boat as me. I keep buying clothes. You know what it means? I got a packet. Like, I signed up for this this clothes shopping thing called Trunk Club.
Mm-hmm.
Gave some good clothes. Like, I bought some good clothes out of there. But I'm like, I know I have to pack this. I could have definitely waited 2 weeks to sign up for this and got it shipped to my Austin house and not have to worry about it. But here we are.
I mean, for me, for the main part, most of what you see, not what you see, but most of everything that I own is going to get thrown away.
Oh, so you're at that point?
Yeah, due to me not wanting to pack it, one.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the conditions of the apartment and what they did to my things.
Yeah. That's right. Anything about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where I haven't started packing per se, but I have started throwing stuff away. And a lot of it is, I've put it aside for donation. Like, I'm not going to throw away clothes, but it's more like most stuff for donation.
I know I shouldn't, but. Jeez.
Well, see, yours is a little different because it's stuff that I have in my new spot here.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of the clothes I have here are probably going to be thrown away because I can't donate that shit. Is
but in general, it's always tough because I'm like, damn, now I got to pack it and take it somewhere when the dumpster is right there.
Also true. That's tough.
Like that.
Like, for me,
I'm the worst kind of nigga. Like, I'm the kind of nigga that on campus when the trash and the recycle bin was right next to each other.
Oh my God.
I would throw that shit in the trash, too.
So, speaking of campus, a real side note, bro. They are, I know you don't get the alumni emails for.
Hey, whoa.
I didn't say
job,
why.
Like, email.
Redacted. I'm gonna just say apparently
they can't reach me. That's all. They can't reach me.
I didn't say why. I just say redacted. They have made some major updates to like the JPL, and they have like brick walls now. It's supposed to look real nice.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the little 3D rendering. Another thing Utah State is supposedly doing is they're like experimenting with like outside classrooms, putting desk outdoors.
Who's signing up for that?
I don't know.
In Texas.
And guess what? And guess what building they're trying to have them outside of?
The humanities building.
What was that called back when we were in school?
MH.
Yes. The MH. They're exactly. I don't know if the MH or the humanities building is the MH that like it was when we were in college.
Surprising.
Yeah, baby. I'm just like, imagine taking a class outside and you gotta concentrate, quote unquote, and you got elements. The actual weather.
This is not gonna work.
And there are some things that walking by that typically would grab your attention.
Yeah. Can you imagine like
no, I can't.
You in the outside class, you like, I'ma just dupe.
What are they gonna say? What can they say?
I'm out.
Cause okay, honestly, and what is the biggest impediment for like leaving the classroom when you're actually in a regular classroom? For you, what was your
getting
biggest?
Getting called out.
Thank you. Getting called out, and for me, it was like the excuse me. Everybody turns and looks at you.
It's a bad look.
Long walk.
You can't listen if you go leave early. You can't sit by the wall and have a whole row of niggas. You got to get by. You gotta take that L. Like you just not.
You got there. Like for me. I knew the days I probably was going to leave early is because I sat in the exit row, at the exit seat, in the back, close to the door. And I'm probably not staying in this class the whole time. Yeah. If I somehow got there and I had to get like that middle seat, I'm in this bitch the whole day.
Yeah.
Or if I'm by the front, we had that long ass walk.
Yeah, you got to go. You know, teacher's going to be like, all right.
You know, teacher's going to say, all right, have a good day.
Hit you like, clown.
But if I'm outside, nigga, I can slip out and no one's going to notice because there's a fucking tour.
Slipping out into the crowd.
Yeah, there's a crowd of niggas behind me. And that's nothing. How in college students are you young? They're clowning you.
Hey, look at that. They're going to try to learn and shit.
It's tough because they're not gonna know. Like, how is the teacher gonna let the other people know? Oh, this is a test day.
Yeah.
Because if I walk by and I see my nigga, hey, yo, this nigga stupid. He cheating. And that nigga cheating, yo. Nigga, it's a final. And I'm just making fun of this nigga.
Oh, shit.
Or you walk by and I'm like, it ain't gonna stop. Hey, we hooping today at 3. You have a whole conversation. Like, we hooping today at 3 o'clock. Are you trying to study? It's another nigga you just don't know. This happened to be around you. Talk about. Something you like, hey, yo, keep quiet down. Like,
with your hooper, that could be the worst, nigga. If it's a 2:15 class that don't end till like what 3:45 or something
that.
Niggas like, hey, we hooping at 3, bro. Come on, nigga. We headed there right now. Bro.
Yeah, you say niggas walking up the gym here with their hoop and stuff. And you like, damn, that nigga's probably going to the wreck right now. Man, fuck this nigga. I swear to you, I'm not gonna lie. If UTSA did not have a recreation center, I'd probably have a 4.0. I probably would have graduated with a 4.0.
Yeah, my experience would have definitely been different academic-wise.
If not a 4.0, I probably would have found other things to get into that would have just distracted.
I would have got a D in economics my first time, if not for who.
There's definitely, what class was that? Actually, it was economics for real, for me as well. I had the class at the prime hooping hour.
Same for me.
So I remember the one time, bro, I walked into economics. I just happened to go to class that day. I don't know what made me go to class. Something told me, take your ass to class today. So I went in, and nigga, we were having a test.
So you had to go, hey, bro, can I get a part?
To this day, I don't know how I got a D in that class. That must be one of he just gave people Ds. He must be one of those professors. Like, the lowest grade, he gives you a D. Because I shit you not. I took that test, and I just think I put B for every question. Because I didn't know what chapter we was on. I didn't know. I remember one time, I skipped one class, one semester so much, I didn't know. It was the final. You know, you take your final in the same classroom, you take the whole semester. Nigga, I didn't know where my class was. And
you didn't go from day one. You didn't go.
I walked in day one and realized this is going to kind of show our age, but I realized, oh, this is a tweet class.
Yeah.
Never went back until the day of the final. Okay, no one that was tweaking. It was one of those classes where, because for our listeners who may be in college or, you know, have similar college experience, it was one of those classes where the professor says he teaches all of his presentations from PowerPoint that he puts up to Blackboard.
Yeah.
And it did not take roll.
Yeah.
That combination of not taking roll and putting your stuff you're going to be presenting on Blackboard is the worst thing for a student like me, because I'm going to say, oh, I can skip, and I'll look at
look at it later.
I'll look at Blackboard when I get home. No, I won't.
So
I never did.
That's what happened with my economics. It was those two things, plus it was that prime hooping hour.
Yeah.
So I was like, I would try to go, and I would just be sitting there like, damn, I know everybody in there. Like, right now, like.
You remember that one semester we literally sat down and planned our classes based around hooping?
Yeah.
That was bad. That was really bad. It was fun. It was very fun, but in terms of academics, very bad.
You would think we would be, like, really good at basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember the first semester I came home, like, I think I had, like, three C's and a D. My dad said, what the fuck? He was like, are you drinking every day? Are you smoking? Are you pledging? I wish I had a good answer for him. He's like, what? Give me some excuse to why you're bringing me. I think I had like a 1.5 GPA or some shit. And he was like, what are you doing that you get these bad of grades? And all I could tell him was hooping. That's all I could say. I couldn't say I was pledging. I couldn't say I got a girl pregnant. I couldn't say I was drinking every day because it's my first time midway from home. No, I'm just like, I just be hooping, Dad. He was like, are you on the team? I was like, nah. I just like kicking it with my boy.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. If that's me, you know, 20 years from now, I'm about to tell my son, all right, let's go outside. Just let me see what you learn, nigga, because I know you're not that nice.
Like, if you can't beat me, you can't come back to school.
Like, you just been doing all that, nigga. You better, hey.
And I'm sure that had to be infuriating, because my dad knows, nigga, you're not even good. You can't shoot, and you spend it all this time open. Nigga, you can't even shoot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, bro, that was for college. I always joke with like Cassandra and like Zoe and everybody. I would redo college, the extracurricular stuff, in a heartbeat. Like, if you give me like a week pass, a quote unquote week pass, to go back to like my, you know, 18-year-old body, da da da, and just go be a college student again. Oh my god, I would do it in a heartbeat. And then I remember also, I wouldn't do it because I've never been so broke in my life. And that kind of leads us into our first actual topic. Hey, we stretched it all. Good job. Filibustering that. Me and Cassandra were talking about this last night, Mike. And there were some things we realized, like, because obviously Cassandra's my wife is Hispanic. I am black. We don't have children. But we talked about if we ever did have children, they'd be obviously in a mixed child. And how would they identify? Would they identify themselves as, you know, Hispanic or black? And obviously, since, due to the grace of God, our income level is a lot higher than my parents had when I was raised. And so there's some things we're talking about, like, oh, our kid would not have any experiences of ramen or, you know what I'm saying, eating Spam. Right. Some of the stuff we did growing up, the way we did, me and you. And so I started thinking, I was like, damn, because Cassandra asked, do you think our child would feel less black or less Mexican if they don't have those experiences? And I started thinking, why do we equate those things to black culture or Hispanic culture? Because they have, you know, obviously they have their things that they do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that shit ain't culture. That's being poor.
It's being poor.
It's being broke.
So let me first say this, since I do have a daughter that is mixed.
Yes.
And what I can say for my daughter is, she identifies with her color.
Okay.
She used to identify as peach, which is white.
That's funny.
And now she identifies as brown because she's gotten darker.
Fair.
And then a couple days ago, she said, no, I'm just peach and brown. And
childlike innocence, right?
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool.
Whatever you see yourself as.
Hey, hell, you like it, I love it, you know?
Yes, that is true.
So we'll see as she gets older.
Hold on. Let me get it straight. Your child realizes peach, brown colors, and she still thought I was the ops? I couldn't be the brown guy. I'm still just the ops. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what you want me to say, bro.
That's tough, bro. Hey,
you know, it could have been worse. She told me she didn't like my haircut at all. It could have been a lot worse.
Yo.
It could have been a lot worse. See, I came home and she was just like, "Dad, I don't like your haircut." I'm like, okay.
I, if it wasn't your actual child, would you be like, "Well, I don't like your haircut either, nigga"?
Yeah, probably. You know, that's why you're fucking toy, bro.
But Karen, if you ever hear this episode, we love you. Just know it's just jokes. Oh wow, that's crazy. You know, it's true because there are some things that we did growing up, and we associate because we have other black friends who had similar experiences. You know,
yeah,
water for cereal because you ain't got no milk in the house, or your mom. Yeah, it'd be rough out there sometimes. You know, your mom. You never did that?
No.
Wait,
but
dead ass?
The only reason I didn't do it is because one of my uncles did it.
Oh,
he was dead ass. He was like, "Man, I'm finna get some water." And nigga took one bite and said, "Hell no, don't ever do this shit, bro."
And I did.
And that. I was like, "You got it, nigga."
The only one I did one time, and I never did. I only did sugar sandwiches once, and I was like, "I'm good."
I think I've done a syrup sandwich.
I've never done syrup sandwiches. But like those experiences that we can joke about and we both have similar, you know, obviously I was raised in Florida, so it didn't matter that you're raised in Texas. I'm partially raised in Florida / Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We had similar backgrounds. And that's mostly because our parents were broke. raised by a single mother part of the time. My dad, who was just young, and my dad trying to figure this thing out, broke. And so I really do wonder, and I guess maybe you can talk to this a little more, obviously a little more than I can, but like, I wonder if our child, if me and Cedric's child, potential child, would feel like it, when they meet their cousins or other kids in public school, because I'm putting my kid in public school, I'd hope to at least, would they feel less than? Would they have a tough time identifying with either culture, black or Hispanic? Because when they get to do the jokes around the stories, they won't, in theory, they won't have those stories. I hope not. If me and Cedric do everything right as parents, they should not have those stories of having a turn the candles on because, you know, you didn't pay the light bill because you had to pay this other bill or pay rent, so you don't pay the light bill. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that that's going to be an issue by the time our kids get a little older.
You don't think so?
Because I think our generation is starting to realize that that isn't actually culture. Like you said, I think, you know, and we're most, I think our generation, I feel like, is smart enough to have kids a little later when they're ready.
Yeah, for sure.
For the most part. And so I don't really think that'll be an issue. I don't.
You're right, because obviously we, our generation, we're more in the workforce, so we are having children at a little bit older of an age. Specifically, obviously, if you compare, obviously we don't have kids, so in the Hispanic culture, we're fucking ancient. We want to not have any kids. And we're married. Cassandra's family looks like we're crazy every time we go over there. We don't have a child. Like, y'all are married. What the hell are y'all doing? Only been married for 2 months, but we're late.
I think our kids, and I guess us specifically, since we're in interracial relationships, I think they'll just have more, if they have a trouble identifying as one or the other, I think it'll be because just other people won't
see them.
Yeah, like, you know, you see that on Twitter all the time, that, oh, you know, light white passing and all that old bullshit.
Yeah.
And not wanting to call a motherfucker black, but, I mean, if you have a black parent.
You're black.
Like, that's just it. Like, that's it.
I don't understand, because like, I view it differently. It's like, you can have part Hispanic, part whatever other blood culture in your blood. I view things the way cops view you. Cops see your ass, you black.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And as a black person, you have to move a certain kind of way, specifically around cops. So I have no issue with you saying I'm black. If a person is a mixed person, says I identify as a black person. Because no matter what I call you, that cop will shoot your ass. So go ahead. If you're going to get shot for it, you might as well identify it as. If you can die for it.
Yeah.
If you can die for being black, you might as well, you should be allowed to identify it as.
I agree.
Now, I don't have children, obviously. I want to It's gonna be interesting. The struggle of being a parent of my mixed child saying the potentially saying the N-word when they get older.
You know what?
It's gonna be an interesting dynamic. You know I'm not gonna lie.
My lady asked me about that, and I was like, I was like, you know what? She black.
She is
black. Like, yeah. I care for it. I mean, she black. If I'm going to allow her to, you know, say she black. So
Not like to me or in this household, because you know, when you're younger, obviously no. But like growing up, I'm getting around your friends. I mean, I can't like, control that, I guess, like, technically.
Black, so yeah. I'm like, you know, that's what I tell them. I'm like, yeah, she black. So
yeah,
it is what it is. Like, yeah,
that is, did that. These are the funny conversations interracial couples have to have, because me and Seth had that same conversation when we first got together, because obviously I use it. And she's like, thankfully my wife does not say the word, thankfully. Yeah. If she did, we would not be my wife. But she was like, when we first got together, she was like, why do you use it so much? And the ways we use it. I'm like, it really is. It's kind of a universal word for us.
It's the most versatile word.
Yes, it's the most versatile word, other than like hoe here in Texas, in Houston specifically. This whole trip, it means a lot of different things, especially here in Houston. But yeah, that is a dynamic that there's a lot of little things that I don't think about. And if I ever did have a child, I would lean on you, since you can put me on game on a lot of these things, that would come up with having an interracial and being in interracial relationships, because it's a lot more deeper than just what you see on social media. Exotic chick, bro. It's a lot more fucking work than that.
It's a lot deeper. The biggest advice I would give to somebody having a kid is get a car seat for each vehicle. I know that sounds small, but I'm telling you, trying to switch a car seat from one car to the other will make you want to off yourself. And I'm not joking.
I'm thinking back. I think my dad has a car seat in his car. I make fun of him for it too, because he has a fucking BMW in a car seat. It throws off the value to me a little bit. But I remember his wife does have a car seat that's different. And I had, you're right, I've seen them transport my sister. Shout out to my sister Logan. Happy birthday. Transport my dad's car seat to my grandparents' car whenever they do like that switch. Mm-hmm. And my dad's not to toot my dad's horn, pause. He's an engineer. It's a very educated man. I said that, and that nigga be looking at that like it's Chinese. And I'm like, yo, you good? And he literally, the first time he ever did it, because obviously when I was a child, we had a fucking car seat. My dad had me in college. That nigga just throwing me in the back of the Mustang. Like, hey, buckle up, nigga. And I know this because he told me. So he has never had a car seat. That first time when Logan, my sister, was a baby, that dude looked like he was sweating bosom. Like, what the fuck am I doing? So I believe you, and I will take that into consideration if I ever do have a child. And I know, knowing y'all probably make fun of me, because y'all gonna say I'm gonna have some German engineered car seat to match my car.
Hey, look,
I know y'all. So.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, dog. I tried to change the car seat the other day because, you know, and the sun was beaming and I was trying to take stuff off and burning my hand while doing it.
Oh, because of metal.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
Was not a fun experience at all. Like, not even a little bit. I'm telling you, it's the worst shit in the world, man. It doesn't sound big, but I'm telling you, it is the worst shit ever.
Hey, real quick before we take our drink break, you mentioned haircuts. Have you ever had the fake, what's that? I can't think, the spray on hairline. It has a word for it. It's the shit they always say Jalen put in his hair.
Yeah, I don't do nothing artificial with my
hair. Artificial, there you go. So I had my previous haircut before the one I'm currently rocking. The barber did a pretty good fade, no issue with that. He put the spray on shit, and I didn't ask for it. I've had it sprayed on my hair like four times. I've never asked for it any four times. Yeah. It just always happens, and like once they start, you kind of have to let them finish. I personally feel like it. And I was going to ask if you ever did, because I hate it. Because I feel like when barbers do it, they're getting lazy.
Yeah.
Like, instead of trying to cut in your hair crisp, they're just like going to fake it.
No, don't.
Okay, you never had that?
You fuck my shit up, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's how I'm taking it. Like,
when you fuck my shit up.
Bro. Yeah. So I'm in a dilemma, because the cut with the fake was crispy. The line is Yeah. It's good. He blacked in my balding spot I have on my hairline. And so it's Cassandra's birthday this weekend, and we're gonna go out to Washington Ave. It's a little strip of bars here in Houston. Okay. And so I need to get a haircut. And low key, I'm like, where do I go? Do I go to my regular barber, which is just a regular barber? Or do I go back to the dude who be faking it so I can look, you know, as crispy as possible for the wife's birthday? And I really don't, I'm really in the dilemma here. I don't know.
You gotta ask her.
Ask her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that leaves the potential of you maybe getting your feelings hurt, but.
I'm not like, she's seen, I've gotten, and we all have gone through fucked up haircuts.
Yeah.
She's been there through a lot of fucked up haircuts. I think I'm immune to it now. Okay. She's never called me a cop, though. So that's, I hope you do realize, I'm going to be at Michaela's like graduation. I'm going to bring this up. She probably will never remember this, but I'm going to bring this up. I got a part in my hair again to make sure I look as least op-like as possible. So just know this is getting brought up at your daughter any chance I get.
That's crazy.
Anything else before we take our drink break?
No, let's get to it.
All right. All right, we are back from our drink break. We had a great discussion off mic about the use on Edgerrin James, yeah. Hall of Famer. Shout out to that boy. Shout out to the boy from the U. So we're not going to talk too much football. We're going to wait till our next episode when the Hall of Fame game has happened. We've had the Hall of Hard Knocks has premiered with, who's in Hard Knocks?
The Cowboys.
Dallas is in Hard Knocks.
The third time.
Third time, yeah.
They keep missing the playoffs.
You're going to pay for that more than I am.
I'll pay for it a lot because I can't help but just talk about how I don't think Dak Prescott's that guy. And sometimes I don't even be meaning to do it. I just be like, oh, he's just not that guy. He's just not.
So we'll save a lot of those conversations for our next week's episode.
Want to start with just the Colts, I guess?
For next week or right now?
Right now.
Because
the Colts.
We can't because it does kind of affect some other things we've done, like gambling wise.
Well, not really.
For me, it did.
I thought you didn't put them in.
I made a second ticket. I told you, second parlay. So, yeah, the Colts are missing Carson Wentz, who they traded for.
Starting quarterback.
He suffered a injury in his foot, a bone injury, or so he had to have surgery on his foot.
Like 8 years ago.
Yeah, from college, he got injured. He's just not having surgery, which is like, huh. Doesn't help the narrative that Carson Wentz is always hurt. Does not help that narrative. But unfortunately, the other all-pro player they have on their team, their lineman, what's the left guard's name? Quentin Nelson?
Yes.
Quentin Nelson had to have the exact same surgery, which means he's also out for the exact same potential time.
5 to 12 weeks is what.
So he can miss anywhere from, I think it was no games, or seven. Which... by then, they will be out of the playoffs.
Yes, missing your starting quarterback and
your best offensive lineman.
Probably the best lineman in football. Not a good thing.
Not a recipe for winning.
No.
And I do wonder, is that going to impact some, like, if you're the Texans, I know you don't want to roll out, oh boy, but...
Oh boy doesn't want to be rolled out either.
That's true, but you can win that division now.
The division is very winnable because and I think it still could be for the Colts depending on how many games they both miss.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be tough because they open with a brutal schedule.
Do you have it pulled up?
Yes.
Okay.
They start with the Seahawks.
That's a loss.
Then they play the Rams.
A loss.
Then they play the Titans.
Hold on. A Rams where you don't have your best lineman to block Aaron Donald?
Yes.
They might lose by 40. Okay.
Yes. Then they play the Titans on the road.
Loss.
Then they go to the Dolphins on the road.
Loss.
And then they go to the Ravens on the road.
Loss. So they're 0-5.
Those are their first five games.
Yeah, you're 0-5. That season's over.
Yeah.
I mean, 0-5, you got to hope
it doesn't get any better because you play the Texans and then you follow that up with the 49ers.
So you're 1-6. Assuming you're losing, you don't have crosswind for all seven of those games. You're 1-6.
So clearly they play the NFC West. They got the Bucks on their schedule.
Loss.
It is a little later, but.
It's a loss, no matter what they say. It's a loss.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Not a good look.
Schedule's
pretty good.
Yeah, I mentioned some other things like gambling. So I did a parlay when we were I did a parlay, mm-hmm. and on my initial parlay, I had the Seahawks beating them, and I made a separate parlay trying to quote unquote hedge my bet. So made pretty much every team I had winning on the first parlay, I had the opposite team winning on my second one, knowing that then, well, in my mind, like, oh, if one doesn't work, the other one's obviously gonna hit. No, that's not how parlays work. Mm-hmm. However, on that second parlay, the only team I did not pick the opposite to win was the Colts. I still had them losing.
Okay.
Because like, I refuse to believe that, who are they running? Is that Jacoby Brissett? No, he's in Miami. So
no, it would be Jacob Eason.
Yeah, Jacob Eason out of Washington. I'm not
mistaken. As of this moment, but Nick Foles basically begged for them to trade for him the other day, so...
Carson doesn't deserve that.
He does not.
He does not deserve that.
I'm like, you cannot do. If you're gonna do, if you trade for Nick Foles, you might as well tell Carson Wentz, hey, you cut, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's gonna be done. Yeah. Like
that's like it. Having Fitzpatrick behind Tua again.
Yeah,
like, that's the reason Miami had to get Fitzpatrick out of there. Like, you just had to.
It's not gonna work, yo. You cannot. You just traded for Carson Wentz. You can't bring Nick Foles in.
There are certain QBs you just can't have as backups. Because you just know that what's going to like.
And especially like that guy.
Yeah, yeah. That specific backup. Like you can't have any black QB behind Alex Smith.
No.
You just cannot have. He is the. Alex Smith is the opposite of having the black backup.
No.
Did we ever talk about that here? The whole black backup thing? We talked about that on the podcast, right?
I don't know if we talked about it on the pod, but
I know we've talked about it off. So, like, real quick, funny, unfortunate antidote of NFL just. The world of the NFL.
Seattle as an example.
Yes, okay. So in the NFL, there's a well-known theory that if a NFL team has a starting black quarterback that they are, you know, obviously invested in and drafted high, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. The only way they can guarantee that the fans won't try to run them out of town if they play bad, especially their rookie year, is to have a black backup quarterback. And for example, you can see the Seattle Seahawks when they rolled out three black backups. And the reason for this is whenever there's a white backup quarterback, the fans typically, if the black quarterback does bad, they will typically scream for the backup to start. You saw it in Carolina, all the years when Cam was there. Here in Miami, unfortunately, with Tua and Fitzpatrick, it's a very common theme. So some teams who are smart, like the Ravens, they know, even though
that's why RG3 was.
Yes, that's why RG3 was the backup. Yes. And for Lamar, you had to get Joe Flacco up out of there.
Yeah.
You couldn't just bench Joe Flacco. You know, he was completely over the hill. They would have still wanted them to bring back in. Like, I'm pretty sure the fans probably wanted Joe Flacco to come in that first playoff game for Lamar, right? Even though he was done. So
why Geno Smith is backing up Russell Wilson.
Yeah, because No one's going to ask for the backup when the backup is Geno Smith or Michael Vick in some of those teams he's played in. Yes, that was what we think it is. It's Carr. So I guess the only example of this for white people is you can't be Carson. If you're Carson Wentz on your team, you can't have Nick Foles as a backup. You just can't.
No.
Can't have it.
Yeah.
And I bet they probably would have a good relationship, but I feel like this one is deteriorated. There's no way they have a good relationship right now, right?
Like, I can't imagine, especially when he lobbied for my fucking job.
He's actually begging me, bring me in.
In public. He's like, hey, you remember that Super Bowl year? Hey, I'm better now. And I'm like, you're better now? You're a third string to Andy Dalton. Where's he right
now? Oh, whoa. In Chicago?
Yes, he's in Chicago right now as the third string quarterback. Yeah. Behind Andy Dalton.
And Justin Fields.
So how are you better now than when you won a Super Bowl? How?
Well, I mean, if you get a statue of you, you think you're pretty good too.
4 years ago.
Philly knew they were wrong for putting that statue up. And they knew they were wrong for that. Just saying. Yeah, that's a sad situation for the Colts. I don't know what they're going to do. Because I think we both picked them to win the division.
Yes, I did. I guess they might as well go ahead and call back up Phillip Rivers.
I heard you say he's not necessarily he's not completely done with the game. The headline said he's not shut the door. Yeah, closed the door on a comeback. Which, dog, we saw that playoff game. The door is closed. You may not close it, but someone shut it behind you, dog. They closed it and locked it.
It was like the NFL's Dirk Nowitzki. Like Looked like he was running around with a piano on his back, bro. Like, it was just bad to see.
Yeah, because that last Dirk year in Dallas was, yeah, I'm glad he retired. Because I'm glad Wade did not stay that extra year after the Last Dance season, because he would have looked like Dirk did.
Yeah.
At least Wade gave us a few good moments that last year. I don't think Dirk gave us
anything
other than emotional cheering and good hype videos. And he ushered in Luka, so good for him. Mm. Yeah. So much more to go on NFL. I know that was a real quick summary, but we'll have a lot more content for NFL next week once the preseason games have started and the Hall of Fame class is enshrined and everything like that.
Yeah.
One last piece of content from the NBA, the gift that keeps on giving, at least for now. Free agency is officially open. It hit legally opened Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, even though a lot of deals were pretty much wrapped up well before then. A lot of moves. I think over like 30 players have signed new contracts. Is there a specific one you want to get to first? You
know, well, we got to start with L.A.
Yeah, that's no album win, but okay, that's fine.
They made the biggest move.
And yes. L.A. made the biggest move even back in the draft. So, L.A. pretty much lost in the first round and said, no, we're not running this team back again.
Yeah, no.
Which was smarter, though. Hey, a organization realizing this team is not good enough and actually trying to make changes. I wish some other organizations would take notes.
You would think. We're going to get there, though. Some team didn't do anything, and that's noteworthy.
Yeah. So the Lakers, I almost lost track of players they brought in. So they sent out.
They brought in everybody.
Yeah. They sent out Kuzma, KCP.
Basically all the trash ass niggas on the roster.
To trade for Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. And we all made fun because that spacing was initially what we thought was horrible. They lost out Alex Caruso for, he was a free agent, so you know, lost him out. But they've went shopping on first, and also, salary cap is a joke. Really bad. I cannot get those same deals in 2K. I can manipulate the salary cap.
Those players wouldn't
take it. They also wouldn't take it. Yeah, so
wouldn't take those deals.
They brought in first one they brought in, I want to say, was
Malik Monk,
who get your money, bro. I hate that ring culture has done us to players, but
yeah, ring culture has definitely done.
You were 23, bro. Go get your damn money.
But was there a market for him?
Yeah, he could have got some dumbass team would have paid him. The Knicks gave out all that money.
Yeah, they did.
Someone would have paid him.
But another point guard who left the Lakers, Schroeder, is looking for his money. Nobody's paying him yet.
DeMar DeRozan got $85 million, bro. Malik Monk would have got more than whatever he did get from L.A., bro. He would have got more than that. He's 23. Come on. They brought in Malik Monk. They brought in Kendrick Nunn, which is going to be... I've already seen some tweets of Lakers fans talking about, oh, no, dude's a bucket. He a locked-in defender. And I'm just like, oh, Lakers fans will lie to tell themselves anything for new players.
He'll have a different role, though, at least. Be starting point guard.
Ah, well, this is true. Carmelo Anthony, shout out to Melo. Finally get to play with LeBron.
Yep.
At this point, has LeBron played with each player of the Banana Boat other than CP3?
Yes.
Okay.
And three of the top five players from that draft.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. Yes. That's crazy. Yeah, good job, LeBron.
Once him and Melo wins the ring, they will all have rings other than...
No, Darko has a ring. Darko had the ring first, actually. Oh. Darko got the first ring. Darko got the first one. Wade got the second one. And then obviously LeBron. And anyways. They re-signed Taylor Horton Tucker, which I think was good for them because they didn't have some youth. who else? Oh, they brought back Dwight Howard.
Yep.
If you would have told me back in 2010 that Dwight Howard would not only play for the Lakers once, but not twice, but three times. Everyone remembers the Stay Dwight posters and how sad y'all were looking at Lakers fans. I remember. Oh, Pepperidge Farm remembers Lakers fans.
Yeah. Trevor Ariza.
Trevor Ariza, another Laker returning player. I think he actually does fit because he is the quote-unquote 3-and-D player that they need. At least for spacing purposes.
Wayne Ellington,
another great shooter. Doesn't play much defense, but he's a good shooter.
So they got shooting.
They fixed the spacing.
Yeah.
The potential spacing issue that they were going to have. And I feel like we're missing one more. Is that it? I know Wayne Ellington. Maybe that is the roster of the Lakers.
Apparently, they're still trying to get Buddy Hield.
That I'm is.
Not sure how that's
how,
possible.
How?
Oh, I think sign and trade with a Shooter.
Ah. Oh, okay.
That's what I always said they would do with Shooter.
That makes. Oh, Wes. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So, I mean.
Kent Bazemore. That's what I was forgetting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Kent Bazemore. Yeah, I mean, he's good. He can give him dap and do handshakes. if they can get Buddy Hield, that is a great pickup for spacing purposes, at least, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you care that they have, in terms of average age, the oldest, they're going to be fielding the oldest roster in the NBA? Does that bother you?
No, because, that oldest player, I guess other than Dwight, is the best player. So, no, that doesn't.
Well, Marcus All, but yeah.
Marcus well, he Hall, is on the roster.
Technically, still.
I forgot.
But he's on it. Well, he is.
Because he's a third string, or
technically he's the starting center until AD decides to actually be a man and play center. I'm not gonna say be a man, but until AD decides to play center, he is.
I think Dwight will start.
Okay, I mean Dwight Harden. Yeah, he probably would.
But yeah, LeBron being because LeBron, he's old. Yeah, but I'm not worried about LeBron.
Injury wise.
Well, that's why you bring in Russ.
So that if he does get
load off.
Oh, okay. So he won't be. That's true. Because he was the only playmaker they had. Yes. And the only person you trusted that she drove the ball.
And the only person you trusted to come in shape.
Yes. Yes.
As a star player. Anthony Davis.
He wasn't out of shape, was he?
He was out of shape.
I mean, he was coming off a championship and showed his offseason in NBA history. Sports history, I should say.
I feel like as an athlete, there is no excuse for coming in out of shape unless you were nursing an injury.
I heard on company time.
That's the only, but dog, like, you just came in out of shape just for the fuck of it? Like, dog, literally, your job is literally being in shape. Like, I don't get that.
I actually, even though the barring injury and everything we realized from this last playoffs, everything is barring injury. Because, as I joke with her in the group, if you turn off injury sliders, the Nets are the best team in basketball, right?
Yeah.
But barring injury, I don't have an issue with the older team. Obviously, I'm a Heat fan, and Heat's first NBA championship was run with Gary Payton, and Antoine Walker, and Jason Williams playing big minutes. Lonzo Mourning, the end of a Lonzo Mourning career. He retired the very next year. Most teams win with older players.
Yeah.
It's good to have pepper in some youth here and there.
You want to have a mix. AD's technically young. He's supposed to be the mix, but we look at him like he old because he always hurt.
He's always walking around like he's like he limping. He look old.
I mean, they won't get like a number one seed or anything.
No, because they're gonna have to do a lot of load management for a lot of those players. Yeah,
so but they just want to get into the playoffs.
Russ included. And then,
healthy.
You get in and let the chips fall where they land. Because I'm thinking. I still think fully healthy, even last year, if they were fully healthy, they beat Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
And we're having a whole different discussion about the playoffs. And so I think they'll still, like I said, they're not going to be a top seed. They may not be top three, honestly.
Yeah.
But if they get in healthy, I'm not even still. I enjoy when LeBron loses. I ain't betting against that nigga. If I know he's fully, if the team's fully healthy, I'm still not betting against LeBron. Yeah. I don't care what fucking Phoenix does with re-signing Chris Paul for $120 million.
I mean, I look forward to the moves the Lakers made mostly because they got Russ and Melo, and
I'm
looking forward to them getting rings. So,
you want to stay in the Western Conference?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
Okay, so you mentioned Russ in the West. Melo, he left a Western Conference team. A Western Conference team being Portland, who had a star player, who has a star player for right now. So Dame and Portland, their season ended obviously last year, and pretty disappointing. Lost in the first round 4-2 to a Denver Nuggets team that was missing their
entire backcourt.
The entire backcourt, and Portland had their star-studded quote unquote backcourt and lost 4-2. After the playoffs and Dame's exit press conference, he was not shy about saying this team was not good enough to win a title. He'd hoped for some major changes in the offseason. And Portland did make some changes. They initially fired their head coach, which you've been begging for years.
Yeah, years.
Years. I'm not going to talk about, you know, bringing in Chauncey and all that off court. I'm not, that ain't for me to discuss. But Dame obviously needed more players. He was not, he was not just talking coaches.
He even reiterated that during the Olympics.
Yes.
You can't look at that team and think that it's
good
enough to win a chip.
What has Portland's front office done? Do you want?
In response.
Do you want to, and this is your boy.
Yeah, so. In response to that, they re-signed Norman Powell for $90 million.
Which we knew they had to do that because they traded away. You knew that was fine. That was understandable.
They got Cody Zeller. And they lost Carmelo.
You're forgetting one, but.
Oh, they lost Zach Collins. Is that the other one?
Or? No, you're forgetting an addition. They added someone to the team, remember? Come on, bro. You know who they added. Mr. Winsprince. Doing suicides out there. Mr. 000.
Tony's
now. Yeah, my man out here running wind sprints. Ain't no one gonna be better conditioned. Ain't nobody gonna be a better condition than Tony Snell.
Oh man. I just feel like when your star player says, yeah, I mean, I want to see some major changes, or he'll probably request a trade.
And your major change is to not resign the only player who can actually trust to be on the floor and Melo other than himself. And you bring in Tony Snell. If you're Dame, and I feel bad because Dame has painted this whole stop running from the grind narrative about himself.
Dame is my guy, but I don't feel bad at him for that because he should have never been doing that shit in the first place. Don't paint yourself in a corner like that.
Yeah, in an era where player movement is just like, common.
That whole loyalty shit, bro. That shit got. This is a business, dog.
Yeah.
This is your career, which is very short in the span when you think of other careers. Like, you only have so much time.
Yeah. And you are.
And you're wasting it.
Literally wasting.
Portland is wasting it. And you're allowing them to waste it.
Yeah. It's. I pray.
He's on the wrong side of 30 now.
Yeah, officially. And it's like, and I put this up in our group meet. I realized Lakers realize, okay, we have a window, right?
Yes.
Even though they've already won a title, they realize their window is just this much open. So they're going for it. Mm-hmm. And they realize, okay, the roster we filled it last year, not talented enough, right? Portland, I don't know if Portland thinks their window is forever open or what, but you are literally, and you can't tell me. Players, I know obviously people like playing with LeBron because they know it makes them instant title contender, which I get it.
Yeah,
Dame got friends, bro. Niggas like playing with Dame. Bam talked about it in the Olympics.
Yeah,
they like playing with Dame. Y'all couldn't get nobody. Yeah. Did y'all just not try?
I didn't see him in any rumors on trying to get anybody.
Not a single one.
None. I haven't heard any rumors about him shopping all CJ McCollum.
All the rumors we saw was Philly asking for an arm and a leg potentially for CJ McCollum.
Yeah,
which hey. Even though I think that'll be a bad trade, if you're in Portland, at least do that one because at least it shows your star player, I'm trying. At least if it doesn't work, at least you can say, hey, we lost him and we tried. Not this bullshit of, like, how do you look Damon in the face during training camp and this is his guys?
Yeah.
How are you as ownership supposed to honestly look him in the face and say, we got you Tony Snell, got you Cody Seller. And we re-signed Norman Powell, who honestly played worse than Gary Trent.
Yes. And is more away. Expensive than Gary Trent.
So even now, if I'm dead, I'm like, why the fuck you bring me this nigga?
Yeah.
I'm still dealing with Robert Covington, who can't guard me. And
it's
Yusuf Nurkic, who can't stay healthy. Like, what are we...
In related news, the Sixers did hire his... former Weber State coach and his trainer.
Sixers hired Dame's
old coach and trainer.
Would you, if you're Portland, I know the initial talk was getting CJ for Ben. Would you try to maybe get a Ben for Dame switch?
If I'm Portland?
Yeah. If you're going to lose Dame anyways, right?
Yeah, that's what I like. You're going to lose Dame. You just got to blow it up. Like, you're not going to get equal value.
Yeah.
You're going to suck. Like, just. Hey, just do it. Rip the Band-Aid off, bro. Like, it's over.
So, you know the ridiculous trade package that Philly has been apparently been asking teams for with, like, the four picks and all-star player?
Fucking Ben Simmons.
Like, if you're Portland, do you flip that on them? Like, hey, no, we want some picks. Could we give you the better player?
Yeah. I'm going to give you Dame. You're going to give me Ben Simmons and four picks.
And we'll say, yeah, the four picks.
And Philly should do it because.
Oh, yeah, yes.
In theory, they should be four trash ass picks.
In a heartbeat.
Like,
I do that in an instant. Dame and Embiid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In an instant.
Yeah. And Dame should come out and request a trade and demand a trade and say he wants to go to the Sixers and force their hand. Yeah. He doesn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, because he's built his brand off this loyalty, and it's
he doesn't want to be that guy.
Bro. And he didn't have to do that. You didn't have to be that guy. You didn't have
to do that, dog.
I get that you want to like clap back at Paul George and all them, but you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to double down.
Look, this is you saw with Milwaukee and Portland the way it could go.
Yeah.
All right, you could be loyal, get your money, and get your ring if your team comes through for you, like Giannis. Or you can be like Dame and get your money and nothing else.
Like Dame, like Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
We'll get over to the Eastern Conference. Just because they've done the star player who's doubling down on staying for some fucking reason. Which, fuck it, be a loser. You want to be a loser, go be a loser. Because I'm done with the whole Bradley Beal Photoshop.
I don't feel sorry for this shit. I don't, bro. Because
they specifically asked him, how does he feel about the Kuzma trade and da-da-da. And he's like, no, I think we got some talent here. Okay.
Spencer Dinwiddie,
yes, that news broke today. Okay. Enjoy being the eighth seed. You're a real competitive eighth seed. Yeah, bro. I look at like the East. I don't know if more teams in the East has had more money. I mean, there are West Seed regions also. Like, cool, Tim Hardaway resigned. Congrats, Steph got his money, which is good for Steph. But the East has been fire with the free agencies. It feels like. I'll talk about my favorite team, Miami Heat. They got their guy. I should say Jimmy got his guy. There's a sign and trade for Kyle Lowry. He is in Miami. Apparently, it was a second round pick, Precious Achiuwa and Goran Dragic. Sad to see you go, Goran. Your jersey will probably be in the Raptors. If I'm not mistaken. Probably so.
Lowry will wear the same number.
That's going to be interesting. I wonder how they're going to do that because Jimmy fucked with Goran, but Lowry's his like godfather to his kids, so how does that work? But they also signed PJ Tucker, which I'm a huge fan of because one, I fuck with PJ Tucker, and two, it weakens Milwaukee, which I'm always here for since they're kind of like a rival now, kind of quote unquote. Also, what am I? Let go of Kendrick Nunn, which is a plus for me.
Resigned Duncan Robinson.
Shooters. We got shooters. And actually got Depot to resign for 1 year minimum, vet minimum.
Yep.
Which I don't approve
of
it. It makes sense.
I thought Portland could have done that. That was my reach, but I was like, Portland could do it.
Yep.
Didn't even try to do it. But
yeah, so Depot, he's hurt. So probably January, February, which is fine. Come back healthy, get yourself back right. And then by the playoffs, hey, if I could roll out a lineup of Kyle, Depot, Jimmy, PJ, and Bam, hey, I'll live with that. I will live with that.
Yeah.
And we resigned Markieff Morris. Yeah, Markieff.
And overpay for Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler. Here's the thing. Is it overpay? Probably.
No,
what else? What else were we going to do? We've seen the whole let's be cheap on our older star, and that got way to Chicago.
Yeah.
They're not making that mistake again.
I got you, but.
And every chance Miami's had, they've not made that mistake again. They repaid Goran when they should not have repaid Goran. They paid Iggy for some fucking reason. They are not losing another star.
I just feel like because sometimes of being cheap. You got to look at shit different. Like, yeah, you fucked up on Wade. You royally fucked up on Wade.
Royally.
Like, but none of these niggas.
No,
none
but
of these niggas mean what Wade means to the city or the franchise.
However, after
they
what
delivered like Wade,
well, not like Wade, but you cannot say Jimmy has not.
Jimmy has earned Jimmy, a contract.
36-year-old Jimmy has not earned that contract. 32-year-old Jimmy has. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Wee man.
No one complained. Like I don't care about the current year's salary. That doesn't bother me. He's earned this year's salary.
Yeah, I'm with you. But
36-year-old has not earned that salary.
The way Jimmy already looked now, bro, like
can I lie to myself and say he looks the way that because he's had to carry the weight of that team, Dolo?
Okay,
because he definitely carried them in the finals.
I'm willing to lie on that. I'm willing to believe that lie.
There was the COVID season, which
I'm willing to believe that lie and pretend he ain't played for Tom Thibodeau for a lot of years. I'm willing to believe that shit.
Or, okay, fine. Thibodeau is fine to call up to him. Whatever I lie, I got to tell myself as a Heat fan to get it. I'm fine with that. There were some other people where I was hoping. I gotta say, man, real quick,
they got to win a championship in this window.
Oh, the gym one? Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't, and he 36 making that money.
Ooh, that contract. That salary cap for me, a 35-win team, is not going to be pretty. Mickey Arison would not be happy paying that to be a 35-win team. The other rumored move Miami was supposedly trying to do was DeMar DeRozan. We were in talks because obviously DeMar DeRozan has a real close friendship with Kyle Lowry. There were some talks trying to get him to take less money, and apparently DeMar said, fuck that, because he signed a like 3 or 4 year, $85 million deal with Chicago, who gave out like a 45, was it 45? How much did he pay for Lonzo? Was it also $85
million? Yeah.
Yeah, so Chicago's apparently had all the cap space and have now signed their point guard of the future, I guess, and their power forward of the present. Because apparently, I didn't realize it, but DeMar was playing power forward for the Spurs last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. DeMar actually logged.
Talk about.
Yeah.
Because he averaged a career high in assists at 6.9.
I'm going to look it up.
And he did that from the power forward position.
I'm going to look it up because actually.
You talking about the same DeMar DeRozan? Because DeMar DeRozan, I know, it was a shooting guard in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get fat like Boris Diaw.
Yes.
And he definitely didn't get any taller.
No, DeMar DeRozan actually did play power forward for the Spurs this previous season.
No wonder they didn't make the playoffs. Dog, I'm sorry. Pop can't coach anymore. He can't coach. Calling him a top five coach is reputation.
He was the power forward, yeah.
Some
of it was due to the Spurs having a lot of youth at guard with Deontay Murray and Lonnie Walker.
I'm not buying any fucking excuse for him to be at the power forward position in the National Basketball Association. He ain't even a stretch four. He can't shoot.
He can't shoot threes. He can shoot. I mean, to be fair, he can't play the two because he got Zach LaVine there, so he got to be the four.
He can play the three.
In reality, he probably would be the three, but yeah, just.
Why was he playing?
I told you, the Spurs wanted to roll out. Deontay Murray's at the point. They drafted my boy Lonnie Walker out of Miami.
I'm assuming they wanted to tank. That's the only thing I can see, dog. Like, you purposely wanted to lose.
Keldon Johnson, who's actually on the Olympic team right now, currently playing tonight, actually, with Pop, who likes Keldon Johnson, clearly, at the three. So DeMar had to play the four. So the Bulls got their point guard of the future and their power forward of the present.
I know basketball is positionless, but come on, man. There got to be another way, dog.
What you mean?
That's worse than D'Antoni, fam. Like, that it just got to be another way.
Is it? That nigga was rolling out Sean Marion at the four, bro. Come on. Is it really worse than D'Antoni? Having it, no, she would have rolled, he'd roll Sean Marion at the four, but have him guard point guards. Come on, dog. Are we sure it's worse?
Oh, at least Sean Marion is a defender and has long arms. Like, dog, DeRozan is a legitimate two guard. He's a legitimate fucking two guard. That's like saying Devin Booker playing the four, bro. Like, it just don't work.
Hey, bro, it's this new era of basketball,
that's
dog.
Disgusting.
So I saw someone say that they're going to be a really, really good ninth seed.
Nah, they're going to be a good second round exit.
You think so?
Potential second round exit.
Okay.
No, they got the pieces.
We said that last year when they got Vooch. They got worse.
So they got worse.
Their winning percentage actually was less when they had Vooch in the lineup as opposed to when they just had Zach LaVine.
That nigga Zach LaVine got his All-Star night and said, all right, season over with.
So I'm like, are we sure they're any better?
That nigga said 1, 2, 3, Cancun, dog. I fuck with LaVine.
Bro. I do too. That team's not good. So, the only other team that really I thought was interesting was obviously the Knicks. And they gave out big money.
The Knicks do what the Knicks do.
So, Nick fan. Hilarious, first of all. Nick fan's always funny.
Yeah.
Nick fan, as a collective, have been preaching for, obviously, forever. But the most recent have, are we going to get KD and Kyrie? No. Okay. They said that's offseason when they did sign, when they signed Brooklyn. They did what I thought was the smart move. They gave out a bunch of one-year contracts to preserve cap space. And that were for the next free agent class. Mm-hmm. Even though it won't be, there's no like KD and Kyrie, there are some good players to use that cap space on. And I was like, hey, Knicks are actually being a competent front office. Look at them. And they have turned that cap space into re-signing Derrick Rose, which I'm okay with. He was, he was the best player in the playoffs. I'm perfect.
They had to do that.
Then they gave out $78 million to Evan Fournier on a four-year deal.
Yeah, he looked good in the Olympics, I guess.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. You give up a $30 million to Alec Burks. $32 million to Nerlens Noel.
Nerlens Noel,
huh? Uh-huh.
Shout out to him. We found a way to stay in the league.
Hey, being tall and playing defense.
He has found a way to stay in the league. It
helps. And I'm glad because he went through a lot of losing on that initial Philly process.
Yes, he was the starter of, I think, that process.
Yeah, he was. So I'm glad he's – get your money, black man. And the biggest – I guess the biggest signing of the free agency for the Knicks, Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Going to New York.
Listen, I know he had a good tournament in the Madison Square Garden
a decade ago. Yeah, Kimba.
But
to be fair, they're not paying him a lot. He's getting bought out from OKC.
Yeah, he's still getting his money from OKC, so they don't have to.
So which is good for them,
Which, yeah.
I just as
not
as,
sure why OKC made that trade, but
why did they make that? They didn't have to do that.
I thought they did it to take, but they bought the nigga out. Like buying somebody out is just not something I'm here for. But
yeah, buying them out while also paying SGA. Okay. Every time I think the Knicks have made a step forward, they remind me they're the Knicks.
I mean, they spent. Nobody was going to go there, so they have to spend the money, I guess.
I mean,
they could have done it a little better, but
I guess the players they got.
Their team is better than it was last year, I feel.
I guess we're saying is are we sure Kemba Walker is better than Quickly? Hell, is he even better than Derrick Rose?
Don't make me lie. To you. Don't make me lie to you.
Okay, is Evan Fournier better than whoever they have the two? Probably.
Why do you have to do this, dog?
You said the team was better.
I don't know that Knicks roster last year, bro. Them niggas was pool, dog.
They were the fourth seed. They were the fourth seed, actually.
Yeah, sure. Great. And we all knew they was getting bounced in the playoffs.
By the way, Todd Gibson back with Thibodeau. Some things just make too much sense. I just don't understand the Knicks. I mean, like I said, I guess you have to spend the money in the NBA. Like, you can't just sit on the cap space.
No stars are going to go there. I hope they start to realize that.
So me and Ruben had that conversation in the group meet, because I saw it on Twitter. Some idiot said that the only reason Miami always gets star players is because of the location and the state luxury tax, or the lack of state income tax of Florida. And I thought that was complete bullshit, because that's doing a disservice to Pat and Rudy Spo, to be honest with you. Because there's not just one team in Florida, dog. Orlando, they're in the same state. They don't get shit.
Is it as beautiful as Miami?
Fuck no. You see, good setup. No, it's not. But the money still is the same. But fine.
The money is still the same.
Look at Texas. Texas has no state income tax. When was the last good free agent that signed in Dallas?
Now that is a good point.
Some players, especially in today's NBA.
Celebrities love to buy houses in Houston.
They love living here. They don't want to play here. Shit, PJ Tucker came back for a rap concert. He ain't playing here. Players in today's NBA, they want to play for they want to play with other stars, and two play for competent organizations. A lot of these teams, no matter what quote unquote market you are, big market, small market, if you're not a competent organization, niggas ain't trying to sign them, bro.
I'm trying to find out how somebody could say that about the city of New York when all I ever hear is about how fucking great it is.
Okay, here we go.
Like, I'm not understanding. If it's so fucking great, why nobody ever want to live in that bitch? Like,
well, it's because
Still, Dolan still runs the team.
Hey. I just feel like niggas don't want to live in New York.
Niggas went to Brooklyn, dog. They went to play. I mean, sure, yeah. Patty Mills wanted to play in Brooklyn. Patty from Australia. That nigga's going to play in Brooklyn. Who quality? They got a really good season, off season too. I like the Patty pickup. I like the Patty pickup. Actual shooting, not fake Joe Harris shooting.
That's a good pickup. Resigning Kyrie on the team.
Kyrie's on the team.
Okay. Well,
you have a not a good have a reliable, serviceable. Point guard who's always going to be there.
Not a good enough offseason.
Hey, you have a point guard who you know going to be there all 82 games.
All I know is Kyrie Irving on your team. He ain't having a good offseason.
Oh, and they did re-sign Blake Griffin as well, by the way. Well,
that's good for them. He played good.
He did play. He played really good, actually. He played really good. I just like poking fun at Knicks fan because I'm like, talk to all that shit. You're going to get KD, Kyrie, and you
ain't going to get anybody. They're not going to get Zion. They need to give up on that now.
Whoa. I'm not gonna lie, Zion might be young enough and stupid enough to actually enjoy that shit. Cause yeah, Zion from like the country, dog. Like he a country dude. So the whole glitz and glamour of New York actually impresses him. It actually means something.
A lot
to
of
him.
Other places with glitz and glamour too.
Yeah, but people will have all said playing in Madison Square Garden is a difference. Yes,
they all say that. All the stars say that. Oh, I love playing in Madison Square Garden. There's no place like the Garden. And the fans go, ooh, he going to want to play here. No, the fuck he don't. He loves playing there twice a year, not 40 times a year. It's not going to happen. Not happening.
Do you think do the Pelicans have any excuse for not making the playoffs this year? They just signed Devontae Grant. Devontae Grant from Charlotte. Don't.
Especially when the NBA is probably going to. They're already push. Keeping the play in, but they'll probably
extend. Yeah, they are playing, yeah. They are doing everything.
To get Zion in them playoffs.
Yeah.
They keep not making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's.
It keeps getting worse, actually.
We'll see if
another coach gets fired.
We kind of jumped off this real quickly. Do you think Steph's contract is valid or worth it?
Yeah, it's worth it for Golden State.
Okay. Right. They did some moves as well. They brought in Otto Porter.
I actually like that move.
Crazy, because
you know I was never here for him at that price point that he got it. Why?
I think he's finally got off that contract. Actually, yeah. That's why you like it.
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I always liked Otto.
Oh, that was what I was like. That's a sick thing to say. they got Otto Porter and obviously, hopefully, Clay, barring any setbacks, should be back next season, which is, I'm sure they'll love it. And there's rumors of Iggy trying to make his way back.
I actually hope he goes.
I actually don't. Because I know the jokes of, oh, the Warriors got their finals MVP back. And if they win, it's because they got their finals MVP back, not because the team's substantially better. And that's why I hate this social media shit, bro. Because it's always jokes over facts.
I'm looking forward to Iggy going back over there, dog. They need that boy, man.
Jesus Christ. Anything before we wrap up? I know that there are a lot of other small signs, which, I mean, they're not really going to move the needle, in my opinion.
There is actually one kind of big thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Kawhi. They all expect him to re-sign with the Clippers.
He hasn't signed yet, has he?
He has not signed yet. He said for sure he's still going to take other
meetings.
Meetings. But he's supposed to re-sign with the Clippers. And I'm going to be honest, dog. I don't think the Clippers should take this shit.
You think the Clippers should turn their nose up?
I honestly do, dog. Because what has he done?
Wow. Because that's your boy.
He is. You know Kawhi's my dog, but... He's done nothing for the Clippers.
Their first year, it was the bubble year, right?
Yes, and they melted down.
And he melted down. Yes.
He was a part of that. All the jokes was on Paul George, but he didn't play good in Game 7 at all.
The very next year was his past season, obviously, and he got hurt.
He got hurt, and they still made the conference finals.
And Paul George played amazing.
Yes.
And Paul George in a role that he plays better in as number one, not two.
And he's probably going to miss this whole year.
I heard that. They said he might miss the whole season.
Yes, and he wants $36 million for this season that we all know he's going to miss.
He'll get the money because we gave the money to KD. Or not we, like a team will give him the money. Obviously, we saw a team give KD the money. KD tore his Achilles in the finals and immediately got a 4-year contract. Yes. Immediately.
Yes.
So.
But what I would say is the Clippers, you just got to look at Kawhi, and I'm supposed to give you, because he'll probably sign a 1-1.
He's been signing 1-1 for the last like 4 years.
You're going to, I'm supposed to give you $36 million, and you're going to opt out again, and I might not keep you, so I just gave you a free fucking $36 million.
You're going to resign, you got to LeBron. I did 2 guaranteed. No more. The second one's a team. The second one got to be a team option. Bro, because you can't make the decision.
After he opts out, he's probably going to want a 5-year, 200 and something, and Kawhi.
Is that because is that the 10-year veteran?
Yeah, and dog, you ain't going to be healthy in 5 years, bro. What are we talking about?
In a world where Jimmy got $50 million at 36, who are we to not say Kawhi's not going to get that at whatever age he is?
I'm not saying he's not. If I'm the Clippers, I'm just not. Hey, bro, you ain't done shit for me. If he misses this full season, he will have played less than half the games. 48%.
Wow.
I'm supposed to give you $36 million for a season I know you're not going to play. And you're going to opt out and you could leave.
If it wasn't for the 1-1 with the player option, I would say, yeah, you give it to him. If it was something like a 4-year and you know you had him for 4,
yes,
I'd punt on 1 year. You could punt on 1 year.
I would punt on a year. And for 4 years, not 5.
Yeah, 40, not 5. But knowing he's going to try to get a 1-1 with the player option for that second, dog. It's like, bro, no.
What are we talking about?
And it's not like the Clippers can say, all right, we'll just float water for the regular season and hope Kawhi can return to the playoff
team like that.
Not just that, Kawhi ain't going to play if he don't want to. We've seen it in San Antonio.
Yeah, he's not that guy that, oh, yeah, I might come back a little early. No.
He out.
It ain't happening, bro.
He out, dog. Hey, that nigga was in the owner's box during the playoffs.
Like, it ain't happening, bro. So I
would you try to angle like some team like a sign and trade for immediate help, like if the Knicks, like all right, sign and trade for Kawhi, send us over Julius Randle quickly and a pick.
Yeah, I do a sign and trade with Kawhi. Yeah, get him the fuck out.
Let him be someone else's problem. Just can't somebody else.
Hey, bro, I would wash my hands with him. I really would. And you know Kawhi, my dog. But bro. You've done nothing for
him. Is he a... Okay, so we always talk about, like, legacies and all that type of stuff. His resume is Hall of Fame. His resume is Hall of Fame bound, right? Yeah. Okay, so resume is Hall of Fame bound. Do all these other antics... And they're pretty much antics at this point.
They are antics.
Should we hold that against his, like, legacy conversation?
He should be looked at a little different, because what he did to Russ was kind of underhanded.
Yeah, if that isn't being true, we don't know, but yeah.
And he's a diva, but he's not looked at like that. But he's a bona fide.
Yeah,
diva.
He's everything.
He's a quiet diva. He's a diva nonetheless.
He's a rare quiet diva.
Yeah, like he need everything, and he won't even try to play with a little pain.
Yeah.
And I see why the, you know, niggas like Tony Parker was like, hey, bro, that injury wasn't that bad. Like,
mine was way worse.
And I was like, come on, fam. I see why niggas was coming at him like that. Because that's his steez. If he not, which is your prerogative, you know, it's your body. But.
Because I feel like prior to the antics, well, he's coming off the championship with the Toronto.
His
legacy was like he's in that conversation.
Yeah,
he's in the conversation for like top 5 in his position.
Niggas was niggas was talking real, real high on Kawhi,
like best player in NBA. One of the all timers.
Talking about if he get that ring with the Clippers, you know, one of the greatest. And
yeah. I'm not saying that he's not in that Jordan LeBron.
It's over. That's over now. Yeah.
Nothing to me. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, I guess fine. Maybe winning one with the Clippers, but like, yeah, or the maybe
Knicks. The Knicks. But we'll get there
if he ever. Yeah, he's a deal, and it is crazy because
he still hasn't signed.
You know, yeah. I really, what are you doing? The only free agent, the biggest free agent, technically still left, and it's like there's no money left though.
So it's like, what are you waiting?
And that's what I don't understand. Like him and Dennis Schroeder. It's like, you're right. The Clippers, I guess they have money. And I feel bad for them because the only person they brought back was, I think, Nick Batum.
Yeah.
And they can't get anyone else because they had to wait on that nigga. And If he doesn't sign, you have no team now because you waited on that nigga. You out here bringing back Ish Smith
and Thomas. If they end up washing their hands with him, I won't feel like, you know, I won't say they should regret, or I won't make fun of them for making a move to get Kawhi and Paul George. You got to go for it. You got to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You got to do some shit to, you know, get something you ain't never had before, which was a championship. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like that.
I never thought about that. He is the quiet diva.
I let him go.
Anything else before we get up out of here?
Nah, that's it.
All right.
Just like, share, comment, subscribe, and as always, appreciate the love.